we'll have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it alone. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Now, if the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin
back then. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
Special report, the Iowa caucuses. I'm Dave Packer. A historic win for former President Trump.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all.
Winning last night's Iowa caucuses by the largest margin ever. ABC's M. Wynn is in Des Moines with what motivated caucus goers.
On the issues most important to Iowa caucus goers, the economy was number one, followed closely by immigration, issues Trump has made central to his platform, helping him finish Iowa with more than 50%. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley far behind. DeSantis invested heavily in Iowa, visiting all 99 counties, holding more campaign events than Haley and Trump combined. Many experts called Iowa a make-or-break moment for his campaign, as recent polls showed Haley gaining ground.
Next stop, New Hampshire, with a January 23rd primary. It could be less decisive for Trump, given that independents and undeclared voters can participate there. This is ABC News. New warnings about artificial intelligence and your job. The International Monetary Fund now says AI will likely disrupt nearly 40% of jobs worldwide. Some big winners at the Emmys. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Succession.
Six wins for the final season of HBO's Succession, including Best Drama, Best Actress for Sarah Snook, and Best Actor for Kieran Culkin, who used his acceptance speech to tell his wife, Jazz, he wants more kids.
You said maybe if I win.
The FX series The Bear, also with six wins, including Best Comedy, and Best Comedy Actress went to Abbott Elementary's Quinta Brunson, the first black woman to win the award since the Jeffersons' Isabel Sanford did it 42 years ago.
Thank you so much. I don't even know why I'm so emotional.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
And the first round of the NFL playoffs wrapping up with a Monday doubleheader. The Buffalo Bills advancing after beating the Steelers, and the Buccaneers bouncing the Eagles out of the playoffs. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast. With a buck, buck here, buck, buck there. Here, buck, there, buck, everywhere, buck, buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money-today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't
settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Bitter cold temperatures continue in the state. The National Weather Service says high temperatures will be in the single digits for southern Wisconsin and the negative single digits for northern Wisconsin. Expect wind chills to be 25 to 35 degrees below zero. If you head outside, wear enough layers and keep skin exposure to a minimum. Despite the snow and frigid temperatures, many outdoor activities are on hold in the Northwoods because there's not enough snow. The National Weather Service says parts of northern Wisconsin are short 1 or 2 feet of snow. That means many snowmobile trails aren't ready to go just yet. And the Department of Natural Resources is looking for its next employees. The agency will hold a series of job fairs this month. The next one will be coming Thursday afternoon at the DNR Service Center in Milwaukee. You can find out more online at dnr.wi.com. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
Believer City Church in Menominee holds weekly community Bible study and discussions in towns throughout our region. And we are now coming to Durand, meeting Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at Cell Block Bar and Grill. Our gatherings are extremely casual and consist of fellowship and learning from Scripture as well as each other. Whether you belong to a local church or not, you are welcome to come and spend the evening with us. No hooks, no catches. We are a non-denominational evangelical church. You're safe with us.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is bitterly cold. We have a wind chill from minus 25 to minus 30 here this morning. It'll be partly cloudy, actual high of 4 above today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 2 below. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy with a high right around 8. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you should check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your then I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. Not to love. I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You set my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You set my head a spinning just like a tilted world. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
To Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're gonna ruin my bad reputation. They say my crazy days are through. It's all over town. I'm settling
Starlight Lounge is probably wondering where I've been. 'Cause every Saturday night, he broke up the fights, and sometimes he let me win. Well, he'd sure be shocked if he could see me sipping iced tea and watching TV. It's Saturday night and I'm taking it easy, home alone with you. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation with the good love you're giving me. I used to be a hellraiser, a heartbreaker, footloose and fancy free. You're gonna ruin my bad reputation. They say my check in, he winks and grins at the latest Mrs. Smith I'm with. Now he probably won't believe it's true when he hears I gave a ring to you. 'Cause there'll be no more motel rendezvous for this Mr. Smith.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Ronnie McDowell, and you're going to ruin my reputation here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Another cold morning this morning, but we do have a slow warming trend in store, and we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up. Also this morning in our newsmaker segment, Compeer Financial is holding a crop insurance webinar today. We're going to find out more about that here in our newsmaker segment as well. Boy, we've got some big games coming up here the next a few days in basketball. It's the battle for first place in the Dunn St. Croix, undefeated Durant, Arkansas at undefeated Spring Valley. We're going to have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. We'll also have it on our streaming video service at realcountry1430.com and also NTech Channel 99. Then on Thursday, the girls, they are going to be hosting Colfax. Oh boy, that's going to be a big game as well. We'll have that game on Thursday night as well, starting at 7 o'clock. But a big game tonight, and in between tomorrow, we're going to be heading to Green Bay for the Dairy Strong Conference as well. So a lot of things going on once again this week. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time to take a break. Finding your passion outside of farming. Our focus today on our Producer Tuesday brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. And from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal presented by Monica McConkie, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting.
I begin to do some outreach around farm stress, meeting with, talking to, helping farmers, ranchers, and their families, and those who work with them, because we know they also carry the stress of the ups and downs of agriculture.
So thinking outside of the box or thinking outside of the farm.
Taking breaks, all things that are really foreign to many of us in farming and agriculture. The whole concept of taking a break or a vacation or a nap or having time off the farm can sometimes bring on so much guilt. And even through what's been ingrained in our minds, or we've ingrained it ourselves, we can consider it being lazy, which really is painful, because we know that our farmers are not lazy. And so to take a break and to take care of oneself and have that equated with not being a hard worker or being lazy or dropping the ball, that is really difficult. So this is an important topic. And when I was thinking about how this plays out in the work that I do with my farmers, I see kind of two distinct groups. One are those folks that are still very active on the farm, and how they don't seek out opportunities to have any kind of a life or lifestyle or interests off the farm. The second group is that farmer that is transitioning off the farm, or the time has come to start looking at transitioning away from full-time duties on the farm, and they find themselves in a place where they have nothing. They have no other interests. They have no hobbies. And then what happens is leaving that operation becomes filled with a lot of grief and loss. And what do we do if we can avoid grief and loss? We avoid it, right? Which sometimes looks like really holding on tight to the farm when it's time to let go on some level. I see retirement as like, you know, these should be the best years of your life. And yet there's been no building up for that. There's nothing there in their heart other than the farm. So with those two groups, I think it's finding this balance can look different and feel different. And I think there's different challenges with finding the space and time to do things for yourself, for your relationship off the farm, both when you're actively on and when you're transitioning or off. The benefit of building and growing a life of enjoyment with things not connected to the farm is that, you know what? When I'm done on the farm, I'm okay, because there are things that fill my soul. There are things that fill my mind. There are things that bring me joy. That's going to make that transition so much more simple, emotionally and mentally and physically. You know, it isn't just having a hobby away from the farm. It is integral to our wellness, because it allows us to take a break from often what is the most mentally, emotionally, and physically taxing. So when we are able to have an outlet, to have space with other people, to have time that isn't tied to making a living, that's important. We need rest and relaxation. It's something that's not been embedded in farm culture over the years. So I feel like the younger generation is more in touch with trying to balance family time and their health and wellness, which means hobbies, interests, and passions off the farm. The older generation needs to see it from that perspective.
Those are comments from Monica McConkie, Rural Health Mental Counselor at Eyes on the Horizon Consulting, from a recent PDPW Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? Said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding. Said, my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong and Superman will be just like, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone, and seeing her with him tends to enlarge it.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Leanne Womack, and I'll think of a reason later here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Tuesday morning, let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk market, only the February contract is traded after the three-day holiday weekend here in the overnight. February milk up 10 to 16 even. March at 16.33, April 17.08, May 17.73. Cheese markets from Friday, barrels were down a half to 144 and a half, 40 pound blocks up 1 1/4 to 150, 6 1/4, 11 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1/4 to 250, 6 3/4. Grade A nonfat dry milk down 3/4 to 118 and a half, 2 trades. Dry whey steady at 43 even, 1 trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they could open mixed after the three-day holiday weekend. Now, last week, hogs struggled for much of the day on Friday. The winter storm did limit some of the movement and possibly sales and livestock. Now, the very cold weather could also limit some of the weights. That could also actually help to support some of the markets. February live cattle opens the day at 171.37, April at 174.17. June at 171.62. January feeder cattle open at 226.57. March 227.70. April at 233. February hogs open at 71.90. April 78.62. May 84.45. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are mostly lower. Soybeans higher. And wheat is mixed today. There is some follow-through selling on corn after the USDA WASDE report on Friday. But beans are higher due to further production downgrades in the Brazilian soybean crop. March corn down 2 3/4 this morning to 444 1/4. May down 2 1/2 to 456 1/2. July down 2 1/2 to 465 3/4. And new crop down 2 1/2 to 479 1/4. March and May beans both up 7 3/4 this morning. March March at 1232, May 1243 and a half, July up 7.5 to 1251 and three quarters, new crop up 6 3/4 to 1208 and a quarter. March soybean meal up 420 to 366.30, March soybean oil up 28 cents to 48.53. Chicago wheat, March up 1.5 to 497.5, May up 1.25 to 611.25, July up 1 3/4 to 620.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 1 to 7.5, May up 3/4 to 709.5. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up 43 cents to 73.11, March up 47 cents to 73.26, February and March gas both up 5 cents, February at 217, March at 219. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 377, February 380, March 383, new crop 427. Cash beans 1129, February 1134, March 1139, new crop 1117. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 407, February 407, March 411, and new crop at 426 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, February 405, and new crop at 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 382, February 387, March 392, new crop 416. Cash beans 1144, February 1147, March 1150, new crop 1126. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 392, new crop 427, cash beans 1139, new crop at 1116. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 418, April 429, May 433, new crop 431, cash beans 1172, April 1201, May 1205, new crop 1146. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 381, new crop 426, cash beans 1146, new crop 1126. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 146 to 176, Holstein fed cattle 121 to 152, market cows 62 to 98, bulls 79 to 115, calves 150 to 690, beef steers 165 to 312, Holstein steers 75 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair and to start feeling confident with the way you look? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. One actual Hair Grow customer writes, "After trying Hair Grow for a month and a half, my hair began to grow and thicken with no breakage when combing or shampooing. My hair is beginning to look great." Another writes, "A friend of mine noticed lots of increased hair growth. I couldn't be happier with the results and highly recommend this product for anyone with thin hair." Start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens. New year, new you, new Nordic.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
lot of pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around. Got here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes. And up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual, stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine. Anyone can see what you're doing to me. Everyone can see that you're everything I need. 'Cause your love is a miracle. It's spiritual. Here just in time. Your love is a miracle. It's visible even to a heart that's blind like mine.
He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around, and he makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong, things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her, and I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow if I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He
He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough, oh, now she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. And joining us this morning, Josh Newton with Compeer Financial, as we talk about an updates webinar that's happening later today on the crop insurance. And our thank you to our newsmaker sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anibis Silo, Elsevia Co-op, and Compeer Financial. And again, on this Tuesday morning, Josh, well, pretty an informational webinar coming up on crop insurance. Tell us what producers are going to be able to learn at this webinar today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity to give me a chance to talk here this morning, Brian. That webinar that Compeer is going to host here at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, January 16th. We're going to talk on a wide variety of topics. We're going to recap the 2023 growing season. We're going to take a look at the yields that we saw across the area, along with the claims recap. And then we're going to look ahead for 2024 and try to figure out how do we maximize our coverage for the coming year, and then talk on the importance of some additional programs that stack on top of our multi-peril policy to make sure we're getting as much coverage as possible. And then we're also going to touch on some of the FSA programs and make sure our clients are up to speed on what the FSA office is up to.
With the way the weather has been here, at least this winter so far, we've had a lot of cold weather, not a lot of snow. We did get some snow over the weekend, but how important is it for producers? They really need to be a part of this webinar because there could be a lot of weather issues here coming up.
Yeah, weather has played a huge impact on, you know, looking back to last year. And as we look ahead to this year, I get especially nervous with that lack of snow cover, with that alfalfa that's out there. What are the options to make sure we're covered on that going forward? And then also, you know, as you look at the lack of moisture in certain areas throughout last summer and into last fall, you know, that's got me a little bit of concern going as to, you know, how does that shape up for the 2024 crop? And what type of impact does that truly have on our yields when we don't get the moisture to go along with the heat units that we had last year?
Now you mentioned that there are also some other programs that can be stacked on top of some of the coverage options. What are those programs and how can they help?
Yeah, RMA has done a really nice job here of leveraging a few products that are actually subsidized quite well. One of them is called an SCO, or a supplemental coverage option. So that gives a producer coverage up to 86% coverage level, and then it covers down to their underlying multi-peril coverage level. And the nice thing about that is they subsidize it at a 65% rate. And then it is subject to how the county performs, both from a yield standpoint, but with a high coverage level, it does a really good job protecting that price that's out there that's set in February. And I have a feeling we might see some claims on that based on last year's performance as well.
And then there's also the ECO program. Tell us about that one.
Yep. ECO, I refer to it as the big brother to SCO. So that gives you two different coverage level options, one at 95% and one at 90%. They perform exactly the same. That's going to stack right on top of that SCO. So it's going to give you coverage down to 86%. But one thing to note when you're considering those two options, you can carry both of them. You can carry one or not the other, but you will get all of that ECO liability back before you see any of that SCO liability back. So the premium is going to come with a little bit of a higher price tag, but it's going to trigger much sooner before the SCO kicks in.
We're talking with Josh Newton with Compere Financial. They're holding a spring crop insurance update webinar on this Tuesday starting at 10 o'clock. So Josh, if farmers want to be a part of this, they just have to register online, right?
That's correct. Yep. You're just going to browse out to our website, which is www.compere.com. And right at the top of the page, you will see a link to register for that. And I would encourage you, even if you can't make the 10 a.m. start time, to go ahead and register for that. As long as you get signed up, you will get a copy of the recording of this webinar that'll get sent out to you after the fact.
And again, there's no cost for this, and you don't have to be a current Compere customer, correct?
That's correct. Yep. We've opened this up to Compere clients as well as prospects as well. So by all means, we would love to have you be a part of this webinar. We feel we've got a ton of value to add. We would encourage you to sign up.
All right. So again, producers, it's a spring crop insurance update webinar today with Compere Financial starting at 10 o'clock. Just go to the Compere Financial website to sign up for that. That is Josh Newton. He is with the Compere Financial. And this is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems. enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Another shortwave trough moves through the upper Midwest today, but it does look like it will not provide much in the form of snow in our ag weather forecast. The cold weather does continue today, but then the slow warming trend begins. Now, light snow is likely Thursday as well across the region, but then a January thaw is on the horizon. There are now strong signals for above normal temperatures beginning next week through the end of the month. Wind chill advisory does continue today. Partly sunny. We'll have a high near 4 above. West winds at 15 to 20. Tonight, cloudy with lows near 1 above. Southwest winds at 10 to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny. High 7 above. West winds at 10 to 15. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Highs near 5. Friday, also mostly cloudy. Highs once again near 5. For Saturday, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs near 10. Sunday, partly cloudy. Not as cold. Highs near 20. Looking ahead for Monday, mostly cloudy, not as cold, with highs in the low 30s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
When you raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg. Jackie Jacob is an Extension Poultry Associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken ate.
Well, you usually find oranger yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route, because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more